This is an ABC podcast.
ABC Sport.
Grandstand Cricket.
There you go.
That's it for the day.
You can hear the bales.
And that is Stumps.
This is Grandstand at Stumps.
With ABC Sport.
On radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Grandstand at Stumps down here at ground level. The end of day one of what is the first day of this final match in the multi-format series between Australia and India. And we're going to get stuck straight into it because one of the stars of the day, debutante on Test debut, just made her ODI debut as well. It's been a hell of a week for Lucy Hamilton. Lucy, thanks for joining us on Grandstand Cricket.
Thanks for having us.
What a moment for you, I guess, to make your debut in the one-day format, then to quickly turn around and make your debut in the Test format, then to have a brilliant day of the ball, 3 wickets for you, claiming the scalps of Smriti Mandana, Jemima Rodrigues. How does it all feeling?
Yeah, it was obviously exciting to be called up to the ODI squad, first of all, and then, yeah, to play in Hobart was a dream come true, and then to come out here, play with people that I've always grown up watching play Test cricket. So, yeah, it was just a dream come true, and, it was great for my parents and grandparents to be here today.
Yeah, all the family made the trip over. I know it's been a couple of debuts, but everyone come over for this, or as many as possibly could fit on the plane?
Yeah, as many as possible. I think my family range from all the way. My oldest brother lives in Canada, so it's kind of a bit hard. But, everyone, even all the way back from Bundaberg to Brisbane, were for supporting from home.
And you received your baggie this morning from Beth Mooney. And I would say one of the longest talks I've seen Beth Mooney ever give. She doesn't always talk for a long time, but that must have been a really special moment as well to receive that from someone who's from Queensland originally and, of course, has had such a wonderful career.
Yeah, definitely. I think growing up, you always watch those type of players on the TV, and then getting to know her from the Wide Bay region. And when I was in under 12, she presented me one of my Queensland hats. So it was really special to, for her to say that today. And yeah, beautiful words, and I'll remember it forever.
Well, first of all, I've only ever sat with Lucy before and just realised how tall she is. So 12 months ago, you were captaining in the under 19s and you couldn't bowl. Did you imagine then that you'd be here today?
Definitely not. I think, seeing the journey that's come across the last 12 months, I've tried to take every opportunity with two hands and, to look back and see where I was then and now what I'm doing now. It's pretty special and, just really exciting and just, appreciate how I get this opportunity.
It's been an unbelievable week for you, debuting in the ODI and debuting in Test cricket. How were your nerves when you took the ball at the start of the game?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. I took a bit to get to sleep last night, to be fair. But, otherwise, it was really nice. I think the team really supported me, and it was nice just to run out there and know that they had my back and, execute my skill.
There's been quite a number of Queensland players come through the pathway, particularly from regional areas, to make it into the Australian setup. You've made it into a debut. What happens in Queensland that's so special?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Some people say it's in the water, but, to be honest, I think hard dedication. I know our system in Queensland, it's great, and lots of regional people travel, so obviously support from families. Credit to my family as well, who drove me to Brisbane every weekend. So, I wouldn't be here without them.
That's fantastic. And you were named the Bundaberg Bullet by these guys today.
Is trying that to get something... to catch on.
Yeah. Is that something you've been called before?
No, it hasn't. Midge calls me Bundy sometimes, but not the Bundy Bullet yet.
We're happy to claim it on ABC Sport. Yeah. We've been joined by Test debutante Lucy Hamilton today. 3 wickets on Test debut. Lucy, when did you find out you're actually in the 11 today? Obviously, a few players who missed out, but when did you get the nod from Shelley Nitschke and from Elisa Healy to say you're in?
Yeah, found out 2 days ago, which was nice. And my family already coming over anyway to watch an Aussie Test match, which doesn't happen very often. But, got the nod, and which was obviously really exciting. And just to get the opportunity to go out with the lights of Midge for a last game. People I watched growing up, like Elise Perry. So, really excited. And, I'm glad the first day was nice.
And the pink ball as well. You've got an incredible ability to angle the ball across and swing it around as well. How did you find that the pink ball out there tonight under the lights and the whacker pitch as well?
Yeah, it was really good. I think also growing up, like in Bundaberg, we play with a pink ball all the way up to under 16. So it was a nice little memory of, bringing me back to earth. It was great to be out there. And the whacker's a wonderful venue with a bit more bounce. So it was always nice for a bowler. Took advantage of it today.
And you just got to sit back. I know it probably hasn't sunk in, but Smriti Mandanar and Jemima Rodrigues, they're as good a bats as there are in the world at the moment from any country in any format, really. Have you had a chance to kind of sit back now that, you know, you can put your feet up a little bit during the batting innings and think, I just got two of the absolute best in the world out?
Yeah, it's a bit of a pinch me moment. I think even coming off the back of WPL and seeing how well they went over there, I think when I reflect maybe after the 4 days, it'll kind of hit me. But, yeah, at the moment, just all in, I suppose, yeah, shock and honour.
And how much did your stint in the WPL help you prepare for this moment? Because that's a debut for you, getting picked out of WBBL effectively into an environment that you wouldn't have seen much of.
Yeah, I think it put me in really good stead, knowing also the opposition really well. Having come into the squad, I was nice that we were versing India, and I just came from there, obviously scouting their teams while I was in WPL. So, yeah, it was really helpful, and obviously enjoying the different experience and culture and team in WPL, and then, yeah, hopefully transferring it onto the wicket.
Lucy, 3 for 31, 19 years of age, Australian debut. Still plenty more to come in this match as quickly. Pretty confident heading into tomorrow despite the 3 wickets lost later tonight.
Yeah, it's good. I think the girls at the end really hung deep, and yeah, I'm excited to see what tomorrow holds with the bat.
Well, congratulations on what was an incredible test debut. We were blown away up in the commentary box. I'm sure everyone here at the ground was blown away as well. Good luck for the rest of the match, and good luck for everything that comes after that as well, Lucy.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Lucy Hamilton there, our test debutant today, 3 for 31 for 11 overs. Just incredible bowling from her. We've dubbed her the Bundaberg Bullet. And she, as I mentioned during that interview, Christina Matthews, took the wickets of Smriti Mandanar and Jemima Rodrigues, who are two of the absolute best going around. And let's be honest, alongside Harmanpreet Kaur, they are the key to this Indian attack. And to be removed by a 19-year-old on debut is an incredible achievement.
And the balls that got both of those were fantastic balls, particularly the one to Smriti. People were expecting big things out of her. She's an absolute icon of the game worldwide, and particularly in her home country of India. So to kind of split her in half and bowl her, it was a moment she couldn't even have dreamed of, I think. So a terrific effort. Rodrigues looked like she was going on for a big one.
Yeah.
Passed her 50. Next minute, Lucy's got her.
Well, she was the player of the moment today, and she's a star of the future, but she was certainly a star tonight. Let's relive some of Lucy Hamilton's work tonight on test debut.
Bowl under the helmeted short leg. Waits for Hamilton to bowl, and bowls her! Mandanar is gone! A first wicket in test match cricket for Lucy Hamilton. The 19-year-old has to survive every Australian coming to leap on her in utter joy. She has bowled one of the best in the business.
Rodrigues batting out of her crease, facing Hamilton to the leg side, in the air and caught. Hamilton strikes again.
Hamilton to start a new over, into Rana, who goes attempting to sweep it, knock it away. It's gone straight up in the air, and it's been caught by McGrath. And that means that Hamilton now has 3 wickets for 27 on debut.
An enthralling day of test match cricket. Scorching heat early. Milestones are plenty. Debuts on both sides from both teams. And under the night skies, it really was the rising stars from both sides that stood out tonight. But alongside Lucy Hamilton, like we have seen so many times before, she was supported by someone who has dominated for her country with both bat and ball, has a love affair with this ground, just performs here in the Australian colours every single time. Annabelle Sutherland taking a career best 4 for 46, her best bowling in an innings in a test match, just continuing to lead this Australian side at just 24 years of age. Let's relive some of those highlights as well.
Sutherland to continue, away from us, and a little edge and through to the keeper, and Verma is out. Mooney taking the catch, and Annabelle Sutherland strikes.
Sutherland to get us back underway. Pranika on strike. It's edged and caught in the slips. Well taken.
Sutherland away to Sharma. Little poke at it. They're up and the finger goes up. That's the end of Deepti Sharma. Sutherland continues. She bowls top edge from Sayali, and Beth Mooney runs around, completes the simplest of catches, running around to her left, and Annabelle Sutherland has 4.
Christina Matthews, it's hard to believe she's 24 years of age. already has three test centuries, including a double century here at the WACA a couple of years ago against South Africa. Career best figures today, two Belinda Clark Awards already. Annabelle Sutherland just keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah, she does. And in some ways, she goes under the radar. You talk about those sort of accolades and you would think she would be kind of the superstar of the team, but she's in a team of superstars. Today, she's only just missed out on getting her name on the honour board for a fifer. Beth Mooney will be buying her drinks for the rest of the year, having dropped a catch. Yeah, a sitter that may have got her a fifth wicket. So she's unbelievable. She seems to just go to another level when she's playing Test cricket. And as we said, she's absolutely dominated whenever she's played at the WACA ground. So the sky's the limit. For her, at this stage, you'd have to say at some point she's a future Australian captain. She's obviously had good grounding, started playing it as a very young kid, and cricket's in her family's blood, as we know. But
you're looking up at her father on the hill who's waiting to say good day and congratulate her. So yeah. It's front of mind, James Sutherland.
Yeah, that's right. Former CEO of Cricket Australia. And, of course, her mother, Heidi's here on the fence as well. So she's been very well supported throughout her career, and she's paid it back in spades for everybody who's supported her. And if we've seen her bat here tonight, and she's looked like she's on her way again. Be interesting to see how she starts tomorrow. I thought the Indians really put Australia under pressure at the start of the innings, but the Australian team, with the depth they got, just keep going and got on top of them.
So thanks to Lucy Hamilton and Annabelle Sutherland, seven wickets between them. India all out after being sent in for 198. Jemima Rodrigues, the real lone hand who put up a big fight with 52, a half century for her. All out Australia went out there and didn't get off to the best of starts, crumbling early, losing both openers inside 12 overs. Phoebe Litchfield and Georgia Vohl both falling cheaply as the Indian debutants showcase their skills. Let's relive the Indian bowlers tearing through the Australian top order.
Bowling to Vohl, and she bowled her! Straight through the defence of Georgia Vohl. And Sayali Satgare has her maiden test match wicket. And it is the in-form Australian batter, Georgia Vohl, who has to trudge back to the dugout. An early strike for India. Australia are one for two. And Georgia Vohl is gone for two.
Litchfield faces up. Gore delivers. It's edged towards backward point. Diving catch taken. Litchfield is gone. She kicks the crease. She replays the shot. The result's the same. So there you have it, Georgia Vohl and Phoebe Litchfield both falling early. Vohl for two in the third over to Satgare on debut, who also claimed the wicket later on, which we'll talk about of the player, the player of the moment heading into this match. But Phoebe Litchfield falling to Kranti Gourde as well. So the two debutants with the ball, and there's four of them in this Indian side, really showcase their skills. And it was quite attacking to take Australia to what is at stumps, 3 for 96, trailing by 102. But Christina, you must have been impressed with what you saw from the Indian bowlers, not just execution but tactics and the attitude towards it as well.
Yeah, I thought India really stuck at their task. One of the, I think the things people were worried in coming into this test match is, would they be able to take wickets? They were not good at that in the one-day games. They really didn't penetrate the Australian lineup at all. But today they've proved they've got it in them. I thought Harmanpreet Kaur rotated her bowlers well. She captained well. And they never dropped their heads. And they've probably, I think, exceeded what people thought they might do coming into this last couple of hours of play. So I think they'll go into tomorrow lunchtime feeling confident that they've made a hole in the Australian side. It's a lot more batting to come for Australia. I was really impressed with the way India approached their game and they kept going.
Yeah, it was an exciting last session, and Australia managed to rally back at stumps. Elise Perry is on 43, Annabelle Sutherland, she's on 20, makes hundreds here for Australia for fun. We look across to our left here on the hill near the scoreboard. Healy Hill is up there. We look on the ground. Thanks, Midge, painted on the ground. We'll talk about that in a moment, because while we're here, we've managed to secure. Maybe a little chat with Lucy Hamilton's parents, now dubbed the Bundaberg Bullet, we have called her. Three wickets today. She removed two of the best bats in the world. Got Dad here with us. He must be incredibly proud.
Yeah, it's been an amazing day. Something that, yeah, Lucy's dreamt of all her life. So, and to get that first wicket was such an amazing experience. But then to get a couple more after that, yeah, truly, truly memorable.
And what a week. And WODI debut. And then over to Perth, in Hobart, and over to Perth for a test debut. The whole family's heads must still be spinning.
Yeah, the whole family is. But the support she's got back from Bundy has been incredible. So the amount of people that have made contact with us that are now cricket tragics, and they probably weren't interested in cricket 6 months ago. So, it's been truly amazing as well.
And your son's in Canada, Lucy tells us. So have you had any messages from him? Has he managed to stay up and watch it? Is he keeping an eye, or are you waiting for him to wake up?
Yeah, the time difference is not great, but he saw the first wicket and he saw probably half the bowling innings. So, yeah, he's well and truly in bed now, but he stayed up very, very late. So, but he's used to that, so it's all right.
Yeah, it's great to have a little chat to Lucy Hamilton's dad, Steve. How many family came over?
My wife and I, and also my wife's parents as well. So, and they've been to most cricket matches that we've travelled to throughout Australia, and also that little bit of overseas stuff we've done. So,
I've got to quickly ask, coming to the newly developed WACA day-night test, pink ball, must be a pretty nice day at the cricket for you.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, and to see the whole new complex and everything like that, we were here about 4 or 5 years ago on an under-15 nationals, but to see what it's turned into is, yeah, truly amazing. Wonderful experience.
Did you always think she'd get to the top level? Debut at 15 for Queensland.
Yeah, you're hopeful, but I'd never get too far in front of myself, and nor does Lou. So there was always that possibility, but yeah, ultimately that's where she is today. So
I have to ask Dad, because yourself, Steve, and your wife, Claire, you named her Lucy. I've nicknamed her the Bundaberg Bullet. Is that okay with you?
100%.
There we go. We'll stick to it. Steve, really appreciate your time. Father of Lucy Hamilton, appreciate you having a chat to us on Grandstand at Stumps.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Nice to involve some of the parents here on what is an amazing moment for them. Really appreciate the chat. They're on the hill here watching near the Players Pavilion, and just a wonderful, wonderful day, I guess, to share as a family, and an incredible achievement. Just to make your debut is something they can never take away from you. To get three wickets is amazing. At the other end of the spectrum, though, Christina, we've got to talk about it quickly, is Elisa Healy is at the end of her career. This is her final international match, an icon of Australian cricket, certainly in the modern era, but throughout time has left an amazing legacy. Came out to the crease today under a little bit of pressure, the captain, after losing two early wickets. Huge amount of applause, massive cheer for her. Didn't really go to plan. Fell early to Sadgare for just 13. Let's relive the moment first, and we'll talk about it after that.
Sadgare in, Healy forward. Driving in the air and straight to Rodrigues at point. Oh, there is a groan right around the WACA ground. Elisa Healy has to go. She's out for 13.
So there it is. Elisa Healy gone for 13. Never really looked comfortable at the crease, did she?
No, she didn't look comfortable, but she would have come into this test full of confidence, given how she played in the one-day internationals. You know, 150 in really good time. I think she got 50 in the second one as well. You know, she would have been not expecting what she faced out here. The ball was moving around a bit. India were bowling well. There were patches where she looked like she was on top of it, and her and Perry looked like they were going to build a partnership. But, a little bit of a lazy shot to get her out on 13. But it's a long way to go in this game, and we might see her again.
It is a test match. There'll be another innings, and a good chance batting at four that we're likely to probably see her again, given Australia still trailed by 102 runs. You think those nerves will be a little bit less? I know it's her final dig in the next time, but she may settle a bit after being out in the middle already once.
Yeah, I think she definitely will settle. I don't think you can underestimate too. She opens the batting in the shorter formats of the game, and then she moves down the order in the test matches. So, you know, she has to change the way she plays, and that's not as easy as it sounds. So I think having had, today out in the middle, if she does get a second chance, she'll be in a much better headspace.
Yeah, so a disappointing day, I guess, for Elisa Healy on that front. But she gets another chance. That's why we love test match cricket. You normally get two cracks at it. So hopefully in her second and final dig, she can go on and make that just one more run than her highest score and get that test century.
I'll tell you what, it's a funny game, isn't it? She's come out here, she's out for 13, she's disappointed and she's had 15 years of glory. So, yeah, it's a funny game.
Look, she thought after the third one day, it's just too easy out here. I've got to give it up. I've completed the game. Christina Matthews, got about a minute left. Quickly, where does the game sit for you? Wonderful day here, 3,000 fans in attendance, a lovely venue, beautiful redevelopment, but the game, Australia, 3 for 96 at stumps, trail India by 102, Perry and Sutherland set at the crease. Australia just ahead, but India still right in it.
Yeah, I think Australia are just ahead, and I think India will start off tomorrow with a bit of confidence. But I look up at the scoreboard and I see the next players in are Mooney, Gardner and McGrath. That's a big batting order to get through. It's going to be extremely hot tomorrow. We're starting in almost the hottest part of the day. Yes, they come from a country that is very hot, but it's a very dry heat here, and we'll see how they cope with it.
Saying all the time, it's a very different heat at the WACA ground. Christina Matthews, look forward to work with you again tomorrow on the coverage on Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport. Australia finished day one, 3 for 96. They trail India by 102 runs. We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.